This is the Composer's Datebook for March 17th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1972, a most unusual chamber work by the American composer George Crumb had its premiere at the Library of Congress. The work was entitled Vox Bellinae, which is Latin for The Voice of the Whale, and it's scored for three players performing on electric flute, electric cello, and amplified piano. Crumb writes, "The work was inspired by the singing of the humpback whale, a tape recording of which I'd heard 2 or 3 years previously. Each of the three performers is required to wear a black half-mask or visor mask. The masks, by effacing the sense of human projection, are intended to represent symbolically the powerful, impersonal forces of nature. I've also suggested that the work be performed under deep blue stage lighting." In fact, most performances of Vox Bellinae these days feature the masks and blue lighting as requested. In the opening of his piece, marked Vocalese from the Beginning of Time, Crumb makes a musical quote, with tongue firmly planted in masked cheek, of the famous sunrise theme from Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra, which was also used to great effect in the opening of the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, a new way to manage diabetes. With supplies delivered to your door and personal health coaching, OneDrop can help lower blood sugars in just 1 month at Walmart, Apple stores, and getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.